When you get a bunch of reporters together in a hot room to tell them that your long campaign is dead, you are probably not expecting a lot of laughs. But you're not Mike Duggan.
I'm not going to write my name on the ballot, so I'm not encouraging anybody else to do it.
From the start, Duggan's campaign was unusual. He's a stocky white guy from Livonia. He moved his family to Detroit last year for the explicit purpose of running for mayor. And he boasts a lot about his turnaround of the Detroit Medical Center as its CEO. But now, Duggan is most likely to be remembered as the guy who couldn't wait just 2 weeks.
I am the first candidate I've ever heard of to be knocked off the ballot for filing petitions too early.
See, Duggan filed his campaign signatures on April 2nd, but he was 2 weeks shy of a very important date, April 16th. That was the day he would have been an official Detroit resident for 1 full year. And that 1 year minimum is a requirement for candidates, according to the city charter. But the city clerk told Duggan it was fine to file early, and he'd been getting form letters from the Elections Commission urging candidates to turn in petitions as early as possible. Still, two courts have now ruled against letting Duggan on the ballot. And he admits the screw-up is ultimately his fault. Sort of.
The courts in this state don't give sufficient weight to voters being allowed to decide things for themselves. But I knew those things, and I only blame myself.
Duggan's supporters and even the Detroit Free Press editorial board say this was a bad move on the court's part. They say it is far more important to let voters choose as much as possible rather than kick Duggan off the ballot on a technicality.
Elections shouldn't be decided in a courtroom.
Jonathan Kinloch backed Duggan for mayor.
If there are any issues that are technical or minor, that should have been decided by the voters.
But critics say Duggan just plain blew it. Bill Ballinger is the editor of Inside Michigan Politics.
The one big ace that he had to play supposedly was that he was a Mr. Fix-It who could come in Detroit and get the job done. And this incident makes it look like, hey, Buster, if you can't get something as simple as this done correctly, you don't deserve a chance to be mayor.
Yet with an emergency manager running the city, does it even matter who is mayor?
Not until Kevin Orr is gone. I mean, the question was, I believed I could get the emergency manager out earlier.
Amen.
And I think and I think they're going to have a hard time getting the emergency manager out. Had I been there, I probably could have successfully moved the emergency manager out. But maybe I'll be wrong and maybe it'll be fine.
With Duggan gone, Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon is the clear front runner. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.